Hello, you're listening to the Grass Recording Podcast with Ian and Jem. This week we're going to talk about fashion, cars before the internet, also gigs coming up this week. There's loads for the bank holiday weekend and what we got up to last week. Right, going to kick the show off with one of the many acts playing this weekend. This is called When the Summer Comes by The Reams. Beltane edition of Glass Recording Podcast, because that's the day we're recording it.
It is. And you know, I just how remiss and how rude me. Hi everybody, welcome to Glass Recording Podcast. You come first, and I'm just going blah, 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 away. Yeah, I've got a friend who's got a birthday today, and she was sort of just saying about what a great day. Got her own bank holiday, her own Beltane celebrations. So, so any of you who has a birthday today, you're very special. Happy birthday.
They are very special. I'm very lucky. It was packed downtown earlier on anyway when I was doing my round. It was quite busy. I didn't see any of the celebrations, because I was out about everywhere else delivering, but you could hear everything going on in town.
And it could have made your own, though.
Saw all the build-up and lots of people wandering about. On the way into work this morning, I thought, I've got to look at the tour. It's going to be packed up there, and there's loads of people up on the tour as well. So, yeah, very good.
You could have made your own, you know, put a little bit of bells on your feet and headdress with these kind of...
I'll tell you what, I'm going to say something. You'll be very disappointed with me.
Go on then. I'm sure that's impossible, isn't it?
No. I was walking down the car park. Yeah. And all these people were there waiting to go up into town for the celebrations, and they offered to paint my face for me.
Yeah.
And I refused.
You refused?
Yeah. I told you you'd be disappointed in me. Well, because
I am actually.
I wasn't sure if I'd get in trouble or not for walking around with a painted face.
But if they painted your face as a post box,
yeah, no, they wanted to put green stripes on it,
on your face.
Mm.
Yeah, I think if you're going into the workplace you'd have to have a pretty good accommodating workplace. Many are not. So that's, I think we'll leave it there. So no, I'm not disappointed, because we wouldn't want you to lose your job or anything.
Anyway,
maybe for next year, you could prep them next year to say, look, next year I'm out and about. Glastonbury, I've got to fit in with the community. They're my community. What do you think?
Yeah,
I bet you they will still give you that famous word, no.
Might be all right. It might be all right. Yeah. Anyway, what I was going to say, what have you been up to this week then?
Not a lot, really. We were relatively quiet at the weekend because our Roz's grandson, my step-grandson, came over. So yeah. I was teaching him a bit of football and how to cross a road, because he's just started to sort of walk and he's quite confident little walker now. So he's 15 months old.
Yeah.
So I've just been doing that, really. And I'll tell you what, you know, I'm really out of touch with kids' stuff. So we've been out looking at, you know, the wildlife, getting to look at all the bees and plants and things like that. But also, when he gets tired, then I've started watching this kids TV program. We could possibly pause after this, because I know we're talking about before the internet and things, about children's television and how that's changed.
Oh, we'll do that another
Do you want me to carry on, or shall we just leave that
Tell me what you're getting into.
Okay, so tell you what, it is the best children's television program, in my personal humble opinion, ever. Never heard of it before. It's Australian. It's called Bluey.
I knew you were going to say that.
I love it.
You were going to say that, because I've some of the podcasts that I listen to, they talk about Bluey as well, and
it's
how good it is.
Divine, because it looks at it from the kids' perspective as well, because they're dogs, by the way, and it starts. And the theme music is really catchy. It's my favourite song at the moment, and it sort of introduces each character. There's mum and dad, and then there's little sibling Bingo, and then Bluey. And it's all the games they get up to. And there was an article in The Guardian from this person who just loved Bluey with his kids, and had this idea and sent the idea to the creators, and they actually used it in the current series. So he just said, dream come true. And there's an episode which I can't get, because I don't pay for a lot of streaming TV. I can't really afford it. There's too many choices. So you have to make decisions and be frugal, in my personal opinion. But there's an episode that was also being given loads of raving edition called Cricket. And it's probably mum and dad or teaching their kids the rules of cricket. It's meant to be a classic episode. But it's very, very sweet about imaginary games you get up to with young ones. It is just the best. So that's what we were doing. And also, we went down to Bridport on the Saturday before baby James came over. And I just love that, because I had a few moments to go into Clock Tower Records, which is in the kind of old industrial part of it.
Yeah.
And it's just the coolest record shop. So I bought a bit of vinyl. I got a bit of, Charlie. I'm thinking Charlie Gillett, but no, the jazz guy, the bird. So Charlie Parker, there you go. Thanks everyone for hanging in there. Charlie Parker, got a bit of Charlie Parker and a bit of reggae. So get me in a record shop, a vinyl shop, and I'm a happy person. So that's it. No gigs, but that was still pretty cool.
No, that was good. We went to the Rife's in the end.
Oh yeah, I heard. Yeah,
you were. Yeah, it was quite good fun. It was band called the Ska Mechanics, who are playing all 60s Jamaican sort of like ska, quite foot tapping type stuff. If you're not sure of the type of music, think of the theme tune to Death in Paradise and you wouldn't far be off.
Just want to do a footnote here, everybody, because you know what it's like with myself and Ian. You know, Ian names all these movies I've never heard. I've never seen an episode of Death of Paradise.
Oh, no,
no. No idea what it's about. No idea about the music.
It's the most watched TV program in the UK.
With one exception.
But we were saying about TV audiences being not so big as they used to be. So.
Yeah.
You're probably talking about.
Are you telling me there's one viewer?
Of the population watch
you,
it.
Yeah, I know what you're doing. They're telling me there's actually two viewers. It's you and Karen. So it's the most watched television program in the UK.
No, but But yeah, it was but yeah, no, it was quite good. You could you have the choice of going in and having a bit of a scatter. It's good, sort of, it wasn't that much vocals to much of the songs, so it was like a lot of it was instrumental. So it was that music you could sort of like just sit in the background and tap your foot to, or get up and have a bop to. It's that sort of music. You could see the whole pub was in a good mood because they could hear the music. So whether it's in the background or up front, it was good. It was good to have. It was
It
really,
was
really
I was
enjoyable.
tempted actually, because it's kind of right. I really love that old ska and reggae music. So I was tempted, didn't make it because we knew we may not get much sleep on the Sunday when this endless bounds of energy young human came over, and yes, I needed to store the energy, so no gigs.
No. Oh, well, that makes a change.
Not well,
Hear it
for you it does, not for me. I haven't been.
this week. Jem hasn't been to a gig.
Oh no, actually, that's not quite true.
Oh.
I did, and I've forgotten all about it. So, and it's after myself, really. Went to the Jam Jar. Do you remember I was telling you about that on
Yeah,
last
yeah,
week?
yeah, yeah.
We went to the Jam Jar in Bristol last Thursday, and saw Jemba Groove. It is the cool. We were talking about independent venues and supporting independent venues. So it's in a kind of old factory area of Bristol. Very super cool, really, really friendly. And it's got loads of art all over the walls. It's relatively small, so it's easy just to feel kind of at home. You feel like you're in someone's living room. As Jemba Groove were playing this really, really amazing kind of Afrobeat come jazz mix. And then I saw the support artist Soma Soma. And so this is how music is great as a community. So, you came to my birthday party when I was my 60 in the assembly rooms. So we had a few bands that were playing at the assembly rooms in Glastonbury, which included Eyrie Fire, and the main headliner was Matuki. So the bassist from Matuki is in the Brazilian Bristol group called Soma Soma. And I just thought, I've got to say hello to him, and we had just the biggest of hugs. And he's hyper cool. So I didn't think he would necessarily want to do that, but he was just a great bassist. So really, really good gig with good beer. So this is like a double win, a Wiper and True, which is very near where the brewery was. So really, really good beer. And I just got to go again. I think you'd love it. So I went to a great gig and I've forgotten all about it. How remorseful of me.
Oh, wicked, wicked.
Yeah,
Right.
right. Well, we better get on, haven't
Let's
we?
play some music, and we'll talk about the gigs coming up this weekend later in the podcast. So we're going to play Nookie. It's a band called Nookie, and this is a track called Devil's Dining Room.
Yeah.
right, that's Enter Matador by Shoto Dato. Right, so yeah, last night, I was out last night as well on the Tuesday. We went up to the Crown at Pilton and we watched a documentary on Vivian Westwood, which was pretty cool. It was really good. And one of the people who used to work for her introduced it. This documentary was, it's been shown all over Europe. You know, it was made, I think, for, ARTE, the French TV company. The lady introduced it was French.
Yes.
And DDF and a few other, so it's made for, you know, this documentary for all other countries in Europe, but it's never actually been shown in the UK. So this was like the premiere in the UK of this documentary made 15 years ago in the Crown at Pilton. So that was pretty cool. And it was good. It was really interesting. It was all about, she did a range back in, about 2010, something like that. And it's spending a year with her and her partner in the build up to this this whole thing she was doing called DIY. So it was like really interesting. And you know me, well, definitely me, I wouldn't vouch for you, absolutely not a fashion person at all. I mean, people who see me go, yeah, t-shirt shorts or t-shirt jeans, that's as far as I go. But fantastic. I mean, you appreciate how much hard work that they go into it. And you know, they're so dedicated. And what was all great was almost the her fashion being anti-fashion in a way and being very political. But what I thought was the most anti-fashion fashions thing in it as well was the, you imagine if you one of these great Italian or French fashion producers or fashion houses, you know, they'd be in all modern warehouses and everything would be fancy. I mean, this was in some shack warehouse in London and it was just a mess and organized disorganization within this place that she was in. So I was well impressed. It's really interesting to sort of see her, and she would cycle into there, cycle there and back every morning. She'd be on a push bike, you know, cycling along in this whatever weird fashion you can imagine, like sort of that sort of like walking to, if you were lived in London, you're walking to work and you saw Vivian Westwood just cycle by in her mad outfits like she does, you know. And fantastic, really good. I really enjoyed it.
I think it sounds good. Sort of, I am in awe of Vivian Westwood and always been following her since the punk days. It's not quite my thing, but I liked her thing, and there's certain elements to fashion where it's creating a statement, whether it, I like it now a lot more, where they're actually making maybe a political statement or they're making a statement on the environment. And there's a lot of young, new creatives in the east part of London, you know, continuing in Vivian Westwood's sort of footsteps. So, yeah, it's not something I follow, but when if I would have been at the Crown with you, I'd have probably really enjoyed it.
You would have enjoyed it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
But one of the political things that she said now was, and it applies so much today, she took it from one of the books that she was reading, was, you know, obviously about political lies, but also basically organised distraction. Everyone, social media weren't as heavy then as it was, you know, in the sort of mid to, you know, 2008, 2009, as it is now. But you see everyone, you think about it now, everyone on their phones and all that, it's just, everyone's distracted from the stuff that's going on in the world just by all this rubbish that's going on social media, the back. They're distracted. You can get on and do what you want to do politically. Just distract everyone by just putting out rubbish to distract them all the time. But yeah,
I'm really worried he's getting really his grumpy pants on everyone. Yeah.
No. I'm just saying,
how it sounds like a rant to me.
No. I'm just saying how much she was on the. I'm saying what she was trying to put forward back then.
Yeah.
So just saying, you know, and this through a fashion. I mean, this was what a lot of the fashion was about, and she was putting out back then, and how much it plies now. How relevant it is 15 years later.
I'm not following this. Yeah. You've lost me completely. All I can say is I'm not really sure about messages and things and social media. I think people want to get themselves noticed.
Yeah.
I'm a slight skeptic, shall we just say.
Maybe I thought it was great. Brilliant. I'm really not a fashion person at all, but I admired what she was about. Showing her sat around sort of like schools talking to kids and giving them. And she used to be a teacher before she got into fashion. She was a school teacher. So, very interesting person. Very interesting thing to see, really. Right. Okay. I've done all my rant and chat and what have you. All right, let's play track by Dreamwave, and this track is called Mind Cave.
Your inner introvert. abilities of Hathaway. Quick as a flash, picked up my phone, but something wasn't right. Needed divine inspiration forthwith. Then I saw the light, shining with supernatural force. I knew just what to do. Off to B and Q. Shut up, shut up. Embrace your inner introvert. Shut up, shut up. A sanctuary amongst the dirt. Shut up, shut up. Discard the stresses of the day. Shut up, shut up. Tranquility's a path away. Recruit some family members to erect it. Buy some shed preserver to protect it. Fill it full of all you know. A varnished tin from long ago. Plastic buckets, rubber shoes. Some wood I someday plan to use. A roll of stuff that looks like suede. High performance garden spade. An eighth of white gloss in a tin. Wellies with thick cobwebs in. Ancient Roman kitchen tiles. Garden chairs stacked in a pile. It's obvious now, so I said, I need to buy a second shed. I need to buy a second shed. When I'm at odds with the world, I know, rodent in a race. Alone with my thoughts, I'm staring into space. Lawnmower by my side, ensconced, I'll count to ten. Found my zen. Shut up, shut up. Embrace your inner introvert. Shut up, shut up. A sanctuary amongst the dirt. Shut up, shut up. Discard the stresses.
Shed Up by Bad Cowboys there. All will be explained in the gig lineup later on. All these tracks that we're playing by everyone. So we're next in our series of Life Before Internet is cars. How much cars have changed? Because we're all even connected in our cars now, aren't we? You can't get away with it.
You know, what do you mean by that? Connected
all
by
the
cars.
Modern cars. Pardon?
What do you mean by that? Because I don't drive a modern car.
No.
But, 14 years old.
if you get into a modern vehicle, everything's got this Android auto or iPhone thing, and you get like maps showing you where to go. Whereas we had to when. In the past, when we wanted to go somewhere, we would have the RAC or AA roadmap out and track our route that way.
Yeah, I would have my Atlas on the passenger seat, especially when I was on my own and trying to look at it at the same time. So although it's illegal to drive with a mobile phone, no one made it illegal to look at your RAC or AA equivalent map, which I would kind of do and try to sort of guess where
Collins I'm going. Was the other one, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And then there was the City Finder where they had like the London A to Z, and they spread across quite a lot of the cities. And I still love maps. So for me, the thing that I prefer before the internet is you kind of had to have a sense of direction of really where roughly you're going. It doesn't matter whether you have the
you
sense.
You mean you had a sense of direction?
Yeah, no, I actually have a really good sense of direction.
Oh, all right.
Really good sense of direction. So my problem is, it's what the 21st century has done to that sense of direction. Because I know the direction I want to get to, but of course everything's more complicated with hundreds of roundabouts if you're driving, or one-way systems.
Yeah.
So I know I need to go straight in a direction, but I can't get there when I'm trying to work my way around and weave around. So you have to then veer off because the traffic is flowing in a different way. So when I'm walking as well, I kind of know the direction I want to get to. In fact, when I travel, if I'm in a sort of a city or a village where I've not been to, I'll just wander without any maps and just see where I go and see where I end up. But sometimes it's really difficult because you've got like these fences in the way. There's only one time I got a mistake on that. I think I've mentioned it on a previous episode, so I'm repeating myself. But hey, it was when I was a student traveling around the States, and we went to the Golden Gate Park in San Francisco. So we thought you could walk from the Golden Gate Park to the Golden Gate. Makes sense, doesn't it, really?
Oh, yeah.
We went to the Golden Gate Park, and then we asked, where is the Golden Gate? And there was this hysterics of laughter to say, you know, you're about 10 miles away. So we just thought we'd walk, you know, but then there was this gulf in the way where we needed to go to do it, because you probably end up getting shot. But in those, we just climbed over the fence across the golf course, stumbled across as they were teeing off, going, hello, top of the day to everybody. Where's the Golden Gate Bridge? So I just kind of follow my nose into a certain direction. But when you're driving, you can't do that anymore because they've made all these roads of traffic calming and everything. So
yeah.
So and also I go by, there's a house painted blue. Now, if someone else buys that house and they paint it white, I'm stuffed.
That throws you out.
I'm thrown out, yes.
Yeah. The thing as well, I'm Google Maps and all that has made me lazy, and because I don't have to remember as much now. Whereas I'd drive up to Sheffield and remember a whole route up to Sheffield, no problem. And my parents would all, when I was sat in the back of the car, they'd always comment about how well I remembered everything and how I knew exactly where we were going. I knew, you know, I'd remember whole routes. That's one area you could almost go, I've got a photographic memory. I used to be able to, I just remember everywhere. I could get anywhere. And I'd be almost like a sat nav myself.
Well, I was as well, actually. My parents, same as me. So I remember my parents we drove to sort of France, and invariably I'd sit in the front because they'd just give me the A to Z or the map. And I would just, I love reading maps and would sort of direct them. And I was only about sort of 9 or 10. And so that's what my job was. And I kind of use that sense of direction, but I love reading maps, still do. But comparing that to the internet now, so on Google, you're right. When you arrive in a place at a station now, there's so many exits, especially in London, to know I get stumbled at the very start and then I get thrown at the very start. Because if you don't go out the right exit in a station, you end up in the completely wrong bit that you need.
Yeah.
Then you put on the Google Maps, which in fairness is great, but I like to know where I'm starting, where I'm finishing and where I'm going through, not the next instruction. I get kind of overwhelmed and disorientated. But when you are in a city with these big tower blocks and things, especially in London recently, when you put it on Google Maps, you can see the little blue dot as you're walking. I never know where to start, which direction is north, south, east or west. And you have to walk a little bit and sort of magnify into that bit to see which direction. But there's always a delay with high buildings. It doesn't work. And when we were in London about 3 weeks ago, we just couldn't work out where we were because the Google Dot wasn't working. So if you had a good old-fashioned map, you look at the road and then you look at the next neighbour of the road and then you know where you are.
Yeah, I know. It's really good. I mean, like I say, you used to do so much with maps. I mean, we used to go walking a bit as well. You know, we did off a stipe path from sort of south to North Wales, and you'd follow that on an ordnance survey map.
There is a compromise, though, or a way to get back, because I like to sort of, in my own head, I'm a pacifist and I believe in respect for each other, but I do like to fight the system a little bit, you know, and that is when Google Maps tells me to go somewhere and I know I'm not following what you're saying. And I go off in a direction. It gets really cross with me. I can tell in the anger of the speaker, you have ignored me. You've abandoned me. I tell you where to go. And I like to kind of cheat Google Maps. In its favour, it's brilliant when there's traffic and to avoid traffic jams. That I wasn't very
I love it when it gets the names of places,
yes,
wrong, the pronunciation,
yes.
You know, there's
Glastonbury,
and there's a road up in Street called Grangefields, and it calls it Grangey Fields.
Oh, I like that better.
Stuff like that, yeah, and things like that, and you just like, yeah, I can't remember. There's loads of them that you hear. Anyway, we better do cars another time because we've just talked about maps. Like this, sorry, we'll start again. This is Life Before the Internet Maps.
You lost me.
Maps. We were good.
You took me straight. Look, I'm going in the direction. I should have used Google Maps. No. Known what we were talking about.
No, I started. I headed off in that direction. It's my fault.
I think before we sign off, do you still have an A to Z of maps? Do you ever use it?
Do I ever use it? Yeah, we've got a big map out for our Scotland trip, actually. When we're going there, so yeah, we've got a big map and we're drawing it all out on there. So yeah, it's good because it's cross between the two, really. And I've read quite I like reading books on where we're going and getting some idea, but I also use Google and reviews and things like that as well. So
I do like to travel with a book which has a map in it still.
Yeah.
I still use my phone, but I prefer a good book, you know. Yeah. Okay, so you've listened to maps and another time we'll do cars
and another time we're going to do children's TV.
We are. Spoiler alert, Morris Marina Bluey.
Morris Bluey. All right. Right, let's play. This is a band called HMS Morris, and I'm not going to say it because the track's in Welsh. And there isn't a vowel in sight. So you'll hear the title in the song.
Why don't you spell it for everyone?
MYFYRWR. That's the first word. And then RHYINGWLADOL.
Perfect. We need to find out that's a task for next time. Yeah. How to pronounce it. We'll give it a go.
Okay.
fly down the lonely Champs-Élysées. Here I stand alone, watch you cry. Never thought this day would pass me by. Eiffel shines so bright into the night. Sure, I'll need her strength to help me fight. Why do people do things they do? All I ever wanted was to love you. Take my hand, help me to understand this life. Lay your head into my arms, it'll be alright. It'll be alright.
Okie dokie, that's Autumn Winds by Bob Galley. So
Bob Galley would have been able to pronounce that for
us. Yeah, he would have done. I could,
Bob, where are you? I'll where we need him. You. Yeah.
I'll ask him when I see him.
Okay.
Right, so gigs on this weekend. On Thursday, open mic at the Market House. Will Cartwright's Funk and Soul Collection at the King Arthur. And then at the Brit Bar, Shoto Dato, playing their first gig in a while. When I saw Liam a couple of weeks ago, he was telling me about that gig was coming up anyway. So he said, you know, looking forward to getting it together. It just takes them a long time to get round to stuff, all that lot anyway.
They've got a new album that I know that they've been working on. There's probably so hopefully that might be imminent.
New album they've been working on for years.
Yeah.
It's like, when did I saw The Cure at Glastonbury in 2019, and they told us then their new album was imminent. 5 years ago.
My favourite is one of the bands from Scotland, the Blue Nile. I've always loved them, and I think they're not playing anymore, but they were going for about 21 years and released three albums.
Yeah. Well, The Cure did a tour last year. I can't remember when it was for that last year. It was to promote the album, and they were playing tracks off the album, and they still haven't released the album. Anyway, that's that one. All over the weekend, you've got the All Roads Festival at the King Arthur and Paddington Farm. Some of the acts that we have been playing are Nookie, Daddle Terror, Mwazog, Papa Dupes, this is over the weekend, HMS Morris, Pigeon Wings, Matthias, I get that right, and Melt with two L's in Melt, and plenty of other acts playing. So basically what this is the third event of the type they've ran. They come down to Glastonbury, bring loads of Welsh bands over to King Arthur over the weekend, have a little bit of camping up at Paddington, and they have a little bus run up and down from Paddington Farm anyway. And basically spend a whole weekend down here putting lots of live music on. So it's quite good, to go to. Plenty of Welsh voices in the King Arthur over the weekend.
Lovely idea.
Yeah. And then in the town hall, there's, I'm blooming picking these hard words to say, aren't I? Megalithomania at the town hall. That's a festival over the weekend, of loads of lectures on the megalithic sites. On at the Avalon Club, a Fly Yeti Fly and Bob Galley. That's on at the Avalon Acoustic Sessions, which is put on by our good friend Dan Caruso. So that'll be well worth going to. Dreamwave have got an EP launch at the Crofters Rights. And then
on in Bristol, just stepping in there. Crofters Rights in Bristol.
If you want to go to that. On Sunday, the Sunday sessions start up again at the railway out at Mere. Just outside of Glastonbury, if you want to go to that. That's really good. Bad Cowboys and the Reens are playing this one, so that should be a good one. And, yeah, that's basically your gigs this weekend, unless you know of any others.
No, not aware of any others for this weekend. Hoping to come into Glastonbury the weekend after the Assembly Rooms. We'll talk about that next time.
Oh, no, that'd be good. No, so loads on. But this weekend, we're going over to Bristol on the Saturday, going up to the East Street Brewery Tour. So there's six breweries, all at back of Temple Meads, all in that area of Bristol. Running, it's ones people will know will be Wiper and True, More Beer, and Left Hander Giant, and Arbor Ales, I think. And there's a couple other breweries as well, Little Martha and Good Chemistry. They all have their doors open, and you can go between all the different breweries and try different beers at them all. So a few of us are going up from Glastonbury to that, so that'll be good fun. So that's what we're up to on Saturday. And then depending what happens there is what we get up to the rest of the weekend. Because
are you taking the 376 by chance?
We are.
I thought so. So that's a Bad Cowboys shout out.
That's a Bad Cowboys shout out. So maybe we should take them up to our beer festival.
Yeah. I've always wanted to do that on 376. One of my ambitions was not to hire a bus, but to charter a bus on a normal route the public could get on. And rather than just getting on this normal bus, so you're heading in the same direction, travel, but you've got like bands playing on the bus. At a bus stop, you'd have like three or four stops where they take a bit longer at that bus stop. So the actual bus journey takes a bit longer, even longer for everyone for the 376. But then a group of musicians start playing. I've always wanted to do that. I might have to do that in another life.
We'll do that at the brewery trail next year if I tell you if it's any good.
We can do that.
That's
a good idea. Right. Well, we'll see you all again soon, everybody.
Yeah, we'll see you all. How would Bluey say goodbye then?
I don't know, because it just goes straight into the next episode.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, I don't really know. At the end of it all, Mum and Dad have come up with words of wisdom that I actually am learning a lot of. If I'd have had Bluey's parents, then I'd have been a much better human being than I currently am. So I don't really know. I don't really know what to say on this, because it is a kids' program, and each episode only lasts about 8 minutes. It's really short. It's just, please watch it, everyone. It's the best.
Yeah.
So that's Bluey for me. Take care, everyone. See you soon.
That's Bluey for me, and we're finishing up with a bit of Fly Yeti Fly, and this track is called Start Listening. I would definitely recommend, if you're in town, go to the Avalon Club. It's ace place to watch and listen to live music.
Start listening. You won't regret a single thing, I swear. Find peace in the swaying trees. The cooling breeze will shake the leaves awake. You'll soon believe and make believe. Row.